Hey, good morning, sleepyhead. Or good afternoon, sleepyhead. Or is it a sleepyhead if I accidentally knocked you out? Yeah. To be fair, you snuck up on me. I forgot I invited you over, and you know, I've been taking classes, really honing in on my martial arts skills. And you have to admit, I've been pretty good. I mean, I flipped you over hard enough to knock you out. I forgot I invited you over, and I gave you a key because obviously I did. You're my best friend, and you were so quiet, and don't move. Let's just lay you back down. You're in my room. It doesn't look familiar, huh? Must have hit your head pretty hard. I'm really, really sorry. I was surprised. I shouldn't have been. I mean, I knew you were coming over, but I forgot in the moment, and I was already kind of practicing, like, some moves. Just wrong place, wrong time. Or right place, wrong time. No, right place, right time. I just forgot. I'm really, really sorry. Please don't hate me. Sorry, I'm probably talking too fast and confusing you. I mean, you did just hit your head after all. I hit your head. On accident. So, you know I've been taking classes because this world is dangerous and I want to protect myself. And of course, I'm just interested in learning how to, you know, protect myself, fight, martial arts, it's cool. And I was, I invited you over to tell you something, but I forgot I invited you over. And then, you are so quiet. You should join martial arts. You'd be really cool. I mean, you are cool. I think you're cool. But, yep, as soon as you said my name, I got a little startled. Grabbed you, flipped you over my shoulder. I hit your head pretty hard. Don't look in a mirror. At least not right now. It's really swollen. Don't worry. I did call for help. They came in and checked on you and said you were good to go, to just make sure you took it easy. You know, since I did this to you, I'm here to help you take it easy. It's the least I could do. I mean, there's probably more I could do. Of course there is. I'm gonna make sure you're better. Oh, I should apologize better. I'm really sorry for flipping you over me and making you pass out or knock out or whatever, and I'm sorry for hurting you. You are the last person I would ever want to hurt, and I'm really, really, really sorry. It's not fine. You can't forgive me, at least not that easy. Yeah, there was something I wanted to tell you. Buddy, best pal. But, you know, the events of today, it's probably not the best time. Especially since, you'll probably want to leave right after. And, I can't have you leaving. That sounds creepy. I just mean, you have to rest. So I can't have you leaving. Unless you want me to call someone. But as your best friend, I want to care for you. Just let it go. I'll tell you later. Well, I know I said it was important, but now what's important is you getting better. You know, after what I did to you. Don't look at me like that. You know, with those adorable eyes. So precious and... So, I mean, you look so sad. I mean, I did hurt you. There are a lot of conflicting emotions, like, inside me right now. I'm just screaming on the inside. How could I do this to you? Especially since I've been preparing for this day for so long. This is a sign. This is a sign. I ruined everything. I ruined my chances with you. You will never love me. You'll only ever see me as a best friend. And now I can never be with you. I think I've already said too much. I'm going to make food. You get comfortable. Lay back down. Stay. Food sounds good. I'm gonna go. You're holding my hand. Well, why are you holding my hand? I did kind of tell you, confess my feelings in a way. Didn't I? I'm super hungry. How are you feeling? In pain. I wonder why. Sorry. I can get you something or talk to you about what? Feelings. Why? I should just apologize to you more. Or I can tell you why I invited you here. To tell you that I love you. I want to be more than your best friend. I can do that with more confidence. Come on. I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you for so long that it's gotten to a point where every time I look at you, my heart just kind of breaks a little bit. Because I'm glad to be your best friend, but I want to be more. I want to be your girlfriend. Your love. I want to be with you. I'm in love with you. And I wanted it to be romantic. I wanted to look at you lovingly in the eyes and just say, hey, best friend, buddy, my heart yearns for you. In a cool way, not a creepy way or anything. And then I flipped you. So today's just been awesome, huh? I'm sorry, run that by me again, huh? Well, me too. You, me, love each other. You? Oh, that didn't make any sense. So you also love me? Even though I just flipped you, that hasn't changed anything. And again, I'm really, really sorry. Like, so sorry, you wouldn't even believe. Oh, cool, it's okay. Even though I hurt you, on accident, but still hurt you. It's okay. I promise you, I'm gonna take care of you, okay? I'm gonna make the swelling go down and just look after you and make you food and make me food because I haven't really eaten today because I've been really worried about you. But food, yeah. And then once you're feeling better, maybe I can teach you some moves. Martial arts moves. if that happens again, you could block me. I hope. I really hope this doesn't happen again. If this happens again, I don't know what I do. Good. Great. How does a sandwich sound? Or soup? Or something? You rest here, my love. Too soon. I do love you. Okay. I'm cool. I'll make you food. And once you're better, we can go on a date. And this'll be a funny memory. Not right now, but in the future, when everything is better. Don't go anywhere. Not like you could. You have to heal. I'm gonna go. I'll be right back. You get comfy. Yeah.